Everywhere you go, everything you do, life is there, pushing you down, testing your strengths. There will always be struggles. Where do you go? What do you do? Sometimes you may want to give up. You may want to quit. But this is your life, and it is what you make of it. You may wonder why sometimes, but instead you should ask where. Where are you going to go in this life of yours? Will you be successful? Will you accomplish your goals? Where will you be after never giving up? I sat down on my computer the first week of 10th grade. With a smooth keyboard underneath my fingertips, I was ready to let the words flow on the page with ease, until I heard Mr. Patton announce that we'll be beginning to write poems. I attempted to begin writing, but nothing comes. My mind goes blank. Do I give up, or do I push myself to be the writer I have set out to be? Finally, I think deeper. What is it going to take for me to write this poem? Writers, they are creative, they use monotonous repetition, and they have the great ability to never give up. Every day, sitting in Honors English 10, with these points, I began to do these things in order to better myself as a writer. Creativity has never came easy to me, but with practice, it has grown tremendously. It is always the little things that seem to help my creativity. For example, when we write in our notebooks, I always practice finding ways to connect to the readers. In one of my poems I have written in my writer's notebook talks about basketball. Although many people that may read the poem don't play basketball, I found a way to be creative in order to connect with the readers on a whole new level, other than just the struggles with basketball. Practice makes perfect, a phrase I have used in many parts of my life, including writing. Keeping a writer's notebook has helped me grow more than I thought. Near the beginning, some of my poems and writings were boring and hard to make connections to. But after taking chances and putting more thought and detail into my entries, I have seen a vast improvement by just jotting down my exact thoughts. Finally, writers never give up until they have their work perfect. When I first started my writer's notebook, I had a negative attitude, which only bringing my work down more. After realizing I needed to change my mindset walking into English 10 every day, I began to put my complete effort in knowing that it would help me become a successful writer I need to be. Looking back to the first poem I had written about basketball makes me want to delete it and pretend I had nothing to do with it. Then I scroll down and I read, "Running away from my problems like the waves leave the shore, crashing into the sand with each staggered step." Just two lines that pop out to me that shows my improvement with not only my attitude, but my detail and creativity also. It is obvious that creating a writing life has helped my poems grow stronger and stronger by starting my writing life. I can come into the conclusion that I want to keep pursuing writing and become the writer I know that I can be.